Good morning. It's April 16th, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. As the planet grapples with the consequences of climate change, a new challenge emerges from the depths of our oceans. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, has confirmed a mass global bleaching event, signaling a dire situation for marine ecosystems and economies around the globe. Coral reefs, the underwater cities bustling with life, are facing an unprecedented threat due to record warm ocean temperatures. These ecosystems, which are home to a quarter of all marine species and generate approximately $2.7 trillion in goods and services annually, are now at the mercy of an explosive and sustained increase in ocean heat, fueled by climate change and an El Niño climate pattern. The current crisis is not without hope. Corals have the potential to recover from bleaching events if the surrounding waters cool and the symbiotic algae can return. However, this recovery is fraught with challenges, as it is significantly hindered by other stressors such as cyclones or pollution. Despite the bleak outlook, dead reefs can still offer some level of protection and act as storm barriers, but they will eventually erode, leaving coastal communities vulnerable. The consensus among scientists and conservationists is clear. The most effective strategy for coral preservation is to cut greenhouse gas emissions to limit further climate change. While NOAA is funding research to develop potential solutions to offset the negative impacts of climate change on coral reefs, the urgency to reduce carbon emissions cannot be overstated. Many scientists believe that the world has already passed a key threshold for coral reef survival, making immediate action imperative for their protection. The fate of our coral reefs and the vast biodiversity they support hinges on our global response to this crisis. Imagine holding a piece of Mars in your hands, potentially unlocking secrets of ancient alien life. That's the promise of NASA's Perseverance rover mission, which has hit a snag, turning this exciting possibility into a complex challenge. The rover, currently on the Martian surface, has collected samples that scientists believe could hold evidence of ancient life. However, the ambitious plan to bring these samples back to Earth is facing significant hurdles, with cost overruns and delays pushing the timeline further into the future. Initially, the mission was budgeted between $5 to $7 billion, but recent estimates have surged to $8 to $11 billion. This financial escalation has forced NASA to push the expected return of the samples to 2040, much later than originally planned. In response to these challenges, NASA is actively seeking innovative solutions. The agency has called on aerospace companies and experts to propose alternative plans that could simplify the mission and reduce its cost. These proposals are due by May 17th, marking a critical step towards finding a feasible path forward. Despite the financial strain and the potential for staffing cuts, NASA's commitment to this mission remains unwavering. The return of Mars samples is not just a scientific endeavor. It's a stepping stone for future human exploration of the Moon and Mars. This mission represents a pivotal moment in our quest to understand our place in the cosmos, and the agency is determined to overcome these obstacles to achieve this national objective. Imagine hopping back in time to find giants roaming the lands of southern Australia. Researchers from Flinders University have done just that, uncovering fossils of three previously unknown extinct species of giant kangaroo. This discovery not only expands our knowledge of Australia's ancient fauna, but challenges our understanding of these iconic creatures' diversity and adaptability. The team identified the new species as Protemnodon viator, Protemnodon mamcura, and Protemnodon dawsoni, thanks to the complete fossil skeletons found. This significant find, detailed in the journal Megataxa, reveals a surprising variety in the ancient kangaroo's shape, geographic range, and hopping methods. It turns out the largest of these, Protemnodon viator, tipped the scales at a hefty 375 pounds and moved in large groups, or mobs, across the landscape. These fossils paint a picture of a creature well adapted to a range of environments, from the arid heart of Central Australia to the lush, forested mountains of Tasmania and New Guinea. Such adaptability speaks volumes about their survival strategies in diverse habitats. Lead paleontologist Isaac Kerr is now looking to the future with plans for a new excavation in Papua New Guinea. This next phase aims to delve deeper into the presence of Protemnodon species in the region, potentially offering more clues about these giants' lives and their responses to environmental changes. This research is more than a journey into the past. It's a quest for understanding the factors that led to the extinction of these remarkable creatures. By studying the evolution and adaptability of the giant kangaroos, scientists hope to gain insights into how species respond to environmental shifts, a topic with pressing relevance in today's changing world. A recent study casts a spotlight on the alarming increase in early-onset cancer among individuals under 50, revealing a trend that demands urgent attention. This rise is particularly notable in cancers of the breast, stomach, and colon, areas where lifestyle, environment, and genetics converge to impact risk. The research underscores a variety of factors contributing to this increase, including genetics, environmental influences, and lifestyle choices. Among these, sedentary behaviors, high consumption of sugary beverages, maternal obesity, and high birth weight stand out as significant. Moreover, the study links a 17% increase in the likelihood of accelerated aging, particularly in those born after 1965, to a heightened risk of developing lung, stomach, and colorectal cancers. In response to these findings, scientists are advocating for novel prevention strategies focused on slowing biological aging. They suggest that targeted screenings for younger individuals exhibiting signs of accelerated aging could be pivotal in early cancer detection. This approach, alongside a push for greater adherence to cancer screening recommendations, could mark a transformative step in cancer prevention. Currently, there's a notable lag in the compliance with colorectal and breast cancer screenings, which are crucial for early detection and treatment. Despite the study's limitations, its insights are invaluable, especially considering the World Health Organization's prediction of a global surge in cancer cases, driven by lifestyle factors. With nearly half of all cancers being preventable, these findings spotlight the critical role of lifestyle modifications and early screening in combating the rise of early-onset cancers. In a groundbreaking study by Griffith University's National Center for Neuroimmunology and Emerging Diseases, researchers have found compelling evidence of a link between long COVID and chronic fatigue syndrome, ME/CFS, through elevated brain neurochemical levels. This discovery sheds light on the similar struggles patients with either condition face, including cognitive issues and physical limitations, and opens new avenues for understanding and treating these perplexing conditions. The research utilized advanced MRI techniques to compare the brain neurochemical levels of patients with long COVID and ME/CFS against those of healthy individuals. The results revealed significantly higher levels in patients, correlating with symptoms such as cognitive impairment, unrefreshing sleep, pain, and physical limitations. This similarity in neurochemical profiles suggests a substantial connection between the two conditions, hinting at potential common underlying mechanisms. Published in the American Journal of Medicine, the study's findings are not just academic. They represent a crucial step forward in identifying neurochemical signatures common to both long COVID and ME/CFS. This parallel offers valuable insights into their development and progression, paving the way for targeted research and clinical trials. Under the leadership of Professor Sonia Marshall-Gradisnik, the NCNED is at the forefront of this research area. The center is uniquely equipped to conduct sophisticated scientific laboratory and MRI research into long COVID and ME/CFS. Moreover, it plays a vital role in monitoring the health and economic impacts of these conditions on patients. This study is a testament to their commitment to unraveling the mysteries of these debilitating conditions and improving patient outcomes. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.